Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. J.P. Finley here. I got Meat in studio, Pete Haley, Mitch Tischler. What up, fellas?
What's up, J.P.?
Hey, J.P.
Rich Tandler, the legend, live from the Lazy Boy. RT, how you doing, man?
Once again, doing great, as always.
As always. All right, we got a pretty packed pod for you. There's something I meant to circle back on, and I may get mocked by my compatriots here. Pete made a list of the Redskins' best mid to late round draft picks from the 2000s. And I was interested in it then, just too much stuff was going on during the draft to really get down and talk about it. But I thought now is a good opportunity because rookie camp starts in 2 days. And we're going to see some mid to late round picks and figure out, hey, which of these guys has a real chance of making the team, not to mention some undrafted folks. So we're going to kind of fly through the Pete's list and mock it, and then we're going to talk about what guys we think are going to make the team, even though I've told you I think all 8 draft picks are going to make the team. From there...
You also had 54 people on your final roster.
Oh, my God, Mitch. From there, I got a fun game. We're going to try a game today.
Yes. Games.
Tandler's 20 questions. Pete, you got to quiet down.
Sorry, Mitch actually wants to throw me through the podcast door.
Tandler's 20 questions. So Tandler has a Redskins, not legend, Tandler, right? Like a Redskins player, is that the right term?
A player.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the three of us get 20 questions to try to figure out who it is.
The more obscure, the better the player.
This might be fun or it might be really boring. We'll find out. This is Pete's big idea. And at the end, we have a special request for Tandler. That we're going to bring up at the end. All right, let's start with Pete's list of rookies. All right, so Pete said the 15 best mid to late round Redskins draft picks from the 2000s. Number 15.
And mid to late round meaning third through seventh.
Okay, third through seventh.
Yeah.
Third might be a little high for mid to late. I think if you're a Friday night pick.
Mitch and I went through this. If I did it from like fourth to seven, we would have had, it was slim pickings enough already with 3 to 7. I could not have done it to 4 to 7 because we would have lost some talent.
For the record, real quick.
Yeah.
Pete came up with a list. I helped him edit it so he didn't look like such a dummy. He still kind of looks like a dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's Pete. When does he know?
I tried to help. I tried to help the kid.
15, Niles Paul. He was a fifth rounder in 2011 out of Nebraska. I think that's a good pick. Niles was solid for them.
Yeah.
Tandler?
Yep.
All right. 14. Wow. Roy Helu. I would have Niles in front of Helu.
Absolutely.
All right, Pete. This list is
Helu
was. Dude. They took a lot of Cornhuskers because Helu was at Nebraska.
They were the same draft.
Yeah. Will Compton.
Yeah.
Niles Paul.
Matt Ioannidis, fifth round, 2016. So he's played 2 years, and Pete has him as the 13th best mid to late round Redskins pick of the 2000s. Tandler, any thoughts?
No.
You have Rock Cartwright ahead of Niles Paul.
Touchdown, Rock Cartwright.
So, Tandler, do you want to give your interesting Rock Cartwright fact, or do you want me to do it for you?
Wait a minute. I don't remember it.
No other player drafted by the Redskins in rounds 3 through 7 has played as many NFL games as Cartwright. Longevity needs to be rewarded.
In that time span. I don't know if
we're
talking about in that time span.
Yeah.
Rock Cartwright was here for 8 years. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. He didn't do a lot, but he was here for a long time.
It's funny to hear Pete talk.
Did some in Oakland after that.
Yeah. 10 years in the league, man. That's a career.
It's funny to hear Pete talk about longevity, because coming up, there was a big argument about a guy who was here for a long time that Pete just wanted to put either off the list or at like number 14.
All right. Number 11, Kendall Fuller, who had one good year and was traded for a quarterback. And he's 11th. Taylor, any thoughts?
Let's roll on. Let's see who else is in competition here.
Number 10, Derek Dockery, third round out of Texas in 2003. He didn't miss a single game his first 7 years in the NFL. That's pretty wild.
He should be higher.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, I'm not sure Pete's allowed to comment here.
Taylor, repeat that for me real quick.
He should be higher.
Thank you.
A lot of the best part of his career was when he was with the Bills. He left for the Bills in the middle of two Redskins.
You have Kedrick Golson ahead of Derek Dockery?
Mitch loved Kedrick Golson. According to Mitch, Kedrick Golson should be like number two on this list.
He lasted a long time.
That's why he's up here.
Taylor, what do you say?
He had like two sacks.
What number is
Golston was a sixth round pick. Golston was a sixth round pick in 2006. He's ninth on this list.
I'm well aware. Oh, he's ninth. He should be higher.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think Dockery should be ahead of Golston.
I agree. Both of those guys should be higher.
Be higher than the guy I'm about to name. Jeez.
Let me see. I'm clicking.
Bashaud Breeland is number 8. Fourth round in 2014. Bree had two good seasons out of four with the Redskins, I'd say. He was really good as a rookie.
Really good.
I don't know. Taylor, what say you?
Yeah, I would say I would put him probably behind, definitely behind Dockery and probably behind Golston.
Blitz again. Cousins gets it away. Wide open is Thompson. And Thompson will get to the end zone for a Redskin touchdown.
Chris Thompson is coming in 7th on this list. I'm very curious who's ahead of him. Thompson was a 5th-round pick out of Florida State in 2013. We all know plenty about Chris Thompson. He's very good and getting to
I
be
will, yeah, absolutely.
Way
but he's only had but one if, really good year, which is why he's not higher.
If you're going to ding Fuller in Breeland for you know lack of major body of work, then you got to say the same about Thompson.
All right. Here's one. Crowder is a 4th-round pick out of Duke in 2015. Crowder's been very productive. I think last season people had higher expectations than what he delivered. But I don't know. You got Crowder ahead of Chris Thompson?
I think it's three good years versus one really good year, and I think it's okay to have Crowder above. And Crowder was also a good punt returner in his second season.
Are you not counting 2017 as a good year for Thompson?
No, that's his best year.
2016, he was good.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah, he was fine.
Right.
He was good.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
He was more of a bit player in that year, though. Last year was his first huge year. The other two times, he was just a good contributing player. But Crowder, I think, has a better body of work.
I would agree with Crowder. I think you take a starting player over Thompson. I think when all said and done, I think you can see Thompson's the better guy. But right now, looking at it, the snapshot of where we sit right now, I think you have to say put Crowder ahead of Thompson.
All right, I don't think anybody's going to argue. Number 5, UVA, third rounder, 2014, Morgan Moses, really good player, good value. They locked him up long term. His development from his rookie year to now is pretty remarkable. No comment. Anybody speak now or forever?
Yeah,
hold your peace.
I mean the way that he at the end of his rookie year he had that Liz Frank, and you know people were wondering if he'd be ready for you know training camp and start of the season, and they just all of a sudden a week or so into training camp they plop him in at the right tackle, and he hasn't missed a game since.
Okay, so we're dinging people for missed years. Jordan Reed comes in at number 4. The 2015 season was remarkable. He was a star when the Redskins got hot late in the year. They haven't gotten a ton. 2016, fairly productive till the injury started. 2017 was basically a wash.
Yeah.
Taylor, where do you got Reed at 3 on this list? Or 4, rather?
You have Reed ahead of Moses?
Yeah, I mean, Morgan's given – Reed's high is higher, but Morgan's
consistency.
Way more consistent.
Yeah, but I think Reed was probably the best player they had in 2015 when they went to the playoffs, and he was pretty damn good in 16 as well. And
Reed,
he was contributor. I think I forget what year.
He only played 12 games in 16.
Yeah, but he still scored 6-7 touchdowns. Yeah. Well, and,
but if you remember, in 16, late in the year, he was trying to play through that shoulder.
Yeah.
Remember the Panthers game?
Yeah, the Panthers game. He got
thrown out. Yeah. He punched that dude.
Yeah.
It's the catches he made in that Dallas game on Thanksgiving.
With the shoulder busted up.
Were unbelievable. And the pain he was in that locker room afterwards. I've never seen.
You remember he couldn't even get his shoulder pads off.
Do you remember him screaming trying to get his shoulder pads off? Yeah. That was some gut-wrenching stuff, man.
And anybody who wants to say Jordan Reed is soft, which is absolutely ridiculous, needs to
needs to
see something like that.
His body may be kind of fragile, but his mind definitely is not, I would say.
Yes.
All right, moving on.
All right. 3.
Gives it to Morris, punches it in for a score.
Alfred Morris, the centaur, sixth round out of Florida Atlantic? Florida Atlantic in 2012. Alfred was really good for 3-4 years.
Yeah.
When RG3 and Alfred were running the read option, it was beautiful to watch. At some point, we need to go back and remember how cool 2012 was. I don't know when that happens. It might take more time, but
sign me up for that.
Alfred was good. Taylor, anything?
Yeah, no, he was good. 3 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Broke the Redskins' single-season rushing record as a rookie.
The decision to go from Alfred to Matt Jones hurt the Redskins' franchise significantly.
If you remember, there was a funny stat with Alfred. He averaged something like 5.6 yards a carry with RG3 at quarterback throughout his career, and something like 2.9 with anybody else there. He was one of those guys. He was great. He was very, very good, especially for a sixth rounder. Right. But he really, really benefited from RG3.
Number one in your hearts, Chris Cooley. You can say it, Pete.
Cooley.
Can't argue that. Cooley was a stud for a long time. Third-round pick, 2004, out of Utah State. Made the two Pro Bowls. I tell you what, I'm actually starting to agree with this list because you'd think Cooley would be number one, but the guy that's number one, you got to have him there.
You like that? You like that?
It's Kirk.
We haven't said this name on the pod in a while, by the way.
Kirk Cousins, fourth-round pick in 2012. However things ended with Kirk and the Redskins, they got a hell of a pick out of a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
We know what Kirk did. 3 straight 4,000 yard passing. To me, the real botch of the whole thing is that the Skins never capitalized on him moving on. They're a compensatory third round pick is not justice to what they could have done. Pete, I think it's easy to yell about your list early, but I think it's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, I will say Mitch definitely helped fix it up a little bit. After talking to him, I saw where I was kind of mistaken. And maybe like 15 through 11, there's some issues, but those are also just like this one guy who had one good year versus this one guy who had two years. It's kind of hard. But I think the top 5 are pretty solid, and especially the top 3 you can't really debate.
And it's where you get the two things, Cousins and Cooley, both durable guys. I mean, Cooley, I don't think, rookie in 2004, I don't think he missed a practice until he had an ankle injury in, I believe it was middle of the 2009 season. And then kind of after that, that kind of was like the beginning of the end for him, even though he did play well for a few more years. And, of course, Cousins never misses a snap due to injury.
The top end of the gallery is pretty straightforward for the most part. I think you did a good job with it. Pete struggles like a lot of millennials do with having anything in context. Anything that was new was shiny and great and the best.
I do kind of regret Kendall Fuller being ahead of some of those guys for having one good year. I mean, he probably will be one of the better mid to late round picks when it's all said and done. It's not in a Redskins uniform.
Right,
so that's
in the
not
spirit
fair.
Of rookie camp, we're all going to pick our mid to late round pick that is going to be on this list right after this quick word.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, just so a quick reminder, everybody's going to pick. You got Jerron Christian in the third round, Troy Apke in the fourth round, Tim Settle in the fifth round, Sean Dion Hamilton, who we still don't know what his name is, but we're going to find out this week at rookie camp, from Bama in the sixth, two seventh rounders, Greg Stroman and Trey Quinn. Taylor, you want to go first? You can only pick one guy. What is your late round guy you think is going to be a difference maker for the Skins? Taylor?
It's going to be real funny if he's just talking.
We pick it up. Oh, I really like Trey Quinn's ability.
He says he can hear us.
Taylor.
Well, something's awry.
All right, we're going to hang up. Hey, just like before.
Taylor, we're going to hang up and call
you. Hold on. Check your phone real quick. Do you want to just make sure you didn't hit the mute button accidentally, Taylor?
Yeah, I did.
There we are.
We may have to keep some of that in.
Yeah, dude,
for the
pod. We might have to keep some of that in. Pete, work some magic, but that's got to stay. All right,
for the record, for all of the technical problems that Pete has had.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's a pretty big botch,
Were you
RT.
Just going on and on about a random mid to late round
no,
pick for like a minute there?
I just got like a sentence in. Something like that.
All right. But hold on. Taylor, are you sitting there holding the phone
near
your
ear?
Yeah,
why is it not on the table?
No, I hit the mute to cough. And then I meant to hit it back on, but
this is great. Leave all this
in.
Yeah,
this is fun, man.
Hey, all right. We appreciate you muting for the
coughing. Yeah, dude, I'm proud of you. Yeah. I didn't know you were doing that now. That's probably why you haven't been coughing as much.
The costs have been really down recently.
All right, RT, you know the rules. Rounds 3 through 7, who's your guy? Who's your pick?
Tim Settle, defensive tackle, Virginia Tech.
Because
Mitch
you're
just perked up.
Because you're a Hokey homer?
He was a good, can I explain, please? Thank you.
Don't mute yourself.
He was a good value, and I just think adding another young, big body onto that defensive line is really going to help things out. And I think it'll free up Payne. Payne could have played nose tackle, but I guess will free him up to play and a little more on the outside. Of course, he can rotate through there. But I just think they'll be able to get the most out of the first round pick. Because the guy they got in the fifth round.
All right, I think I'm not sure I have an argument. I hope we don't all pick the same guy, but just because he'll probably say something whack. Pete, you're up.
I'm latching on to Greg Stroman. I like his ability to cover, and I also like the fact that he can help as a punt returner. I know they're not sure if they're going to switch Crowder out of that, and I know Trey Quinn can also involve himself in the punt return game, but Stroman was really productive at it at Virginia Tech, and the knock on him is his size and his tackling, but what corners are there's not many corners who are big and love to tackle. So Stroman, his ability to cover, I think there's a spot for him in the secondary for now. He can play in some low leverage situations. He's not going to be relied on right away, but I think he can develop, and I really, really am on the Greg Stroman train.
All right, Mitchell.
I'm gonna go with Mr. Relevant, Trey Quinn. I think that
say Mr. Relevant. Or
yeah.
Mr. Oh, so you're like that's your name for him?
Yeah. He's relevant.
Mitch is doing a thing here. I like
it's
it.
A bit. It's a bit.
I get it.
I think the Redskins have been sorely lacking a deep threat, somebody to stretch the defense, and I think that he's going to be able. I think he's going to be able to step
he's
in.
He's a slot guy. You got him stretching the defense.
He's fast.
Are you confusing him with the other white guy that's fast?
No, not Troy Epke. I know what I'm talking about.
Taylor, do you see Quinn as a deep threat stretch the field guy for them?
No.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I mean he's a 4.5 540. I just pulled that up, which is mega. But you know,
he was a 100 meter state champ.
One thing about Trey Quinn that's awesome: the all time leader in catches in high school, or I think it's receiving yards. He has more receiving yards than any high school receiver in the history of the world.
I have him on the roster. Taylor doesn't, so I'm closer to you than away from you, Mitch.
Okay,
I just don't disagree. I don't agree on the deep threat thing. All right, my turn. My guy. I think it's Settle. I think Settle really changes what the Redskins can do. If Settle can come in and participate, produce as a rookie, then you got Payne is able to play more on the 3-4 at the end. I think Settle's going to help them immediately. But the guy to watch, and I've heard this from a number of people, is either Sean Deion Hamilton or Deion Hamilton. We're going to find out his name, what he prefers to be called. And just look contractually, structurally at this team. Mason's on a 1-year deal, I believe. Maybe it's 2, but we all know how NFL deals are. Zach Brown is on a 3-year deal, but it's likely 2 years. There's a spot for Hamilton down the road. Maybe not this year, but he's wild smart. He was a he's
2 degrees at Alabama?
2 degrees at Alabama, and he's
high school valedictorian.
Recruited alongside all these – you go to Bama, you're the cream of the crop,
right.
You know? And – if he can get his health in order, I think he has a chance to be like a defensive captain 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
That's a big thing for me is health.
Yeah. And it's a big question mark, obviously.
That's why he lasted until the sixth round. But you know, you can't help but notice that a year ago they traded up for Chase Roullier, and
right.
he ends up maybe a year earlier than they planned, but he ends up being the starting center. And now they traded up for this guy in the sixth. You know, they didn't do that because they were randomly picking a name off the board.
Right. All right, before we get to 20 questions, do we each want to pick an undrafted guy that we're curious about? Tandler, do you want to go?
I don't know enough about. I'm not going to pretend like I know enough about it.
All right, well then, here's what I'm going to say. Everybody on Twitter that's uh-huh. telling me this undrafted guy or that undrafted guy is a roster lock, you got to calm down, man. an undrafted guy is not a roster lock, period. But I know people are very excited about Quinn Blanding. They think he can help the Redskins. Guys like our boy AJ is one of the.
He's like, I think he's a better lock to make the team than Troy Apple.
Right. It's just the hottest of takes.
Yeah.
There are questions about Blanding's speed and his fluidity in coverage in the NFL. And hopefully he makes a team. By all accounts, he's a great kid. He can make a ton of tackles. I talked with a bunch of scouts. They are excited about this kid, Shea Fields, mm-hmm. from Colorado. Wide out. I also think the Iowa, I know we kind of joked about that
Welsh
center. If he can develop, he's got the frame, he's huge. Iowa's good at producing linemen. They come out of there. Mitch probably likes the state of Iowa, for all I know.
I love the Loves Iowa Kirk football Ferentz. Team.
Right, yeah, it's right up your alley.
Oh, 3 yards, a cloud of dust, let's go.
So, and I'm also excited. Evidently, this kid, Martez Carter from Grambling, is like impossible to tackle. So during rookie camp, when it's all highlight plays because nobody knows, you know, they don't know the system. It's 90 guys that don't know what's going on. I think Martez Carter is going to be pretty fun to watch.
B. Mitch coached him in the that bowl that he went
to. Oh, that's cool.
He said he's got crazy talent, but he wants him to take the game more seriously, I think, is what B. Mitch said.
And there are folks excited about Simi Cobbs also. Uh-huh. Clearly the Skins are looking at receiver because they brought in five, I think. Five of the 14 guys are wideouts.
I'm excited about Elijah Wellman. Throw me a good fullback out there. Love it.
They haven't had a fullback since Darrell Young.
I think Daron Payne is the fullback. Caught a touchdown for Alabama in the playoffs.
All right, Tandler, you've heard all this undrafted rookie talk. Nobody moving the needle?
No, I just don't see. One of them or two of them will make it, but we just
last
really
year
don't
Fish,
know
you know, Fish won. Smithson stood
Fish
out.
Didn't make it. He didn't make right.
He but he was on the roster by the end of the year.
The last two games when everybody literally was injured.
But that's not, I know, Tandler. Thank you for the condescending talk.
Uh-huh.
We
didn't watch every game, and JP and Mitch aren't on top of the roster.
Okay, he spent 13, 14 games on the practice squad. That, to me, is not making it.
Hold on, Rich. What if they keep 54?
All right.
So good.
All right. This is a Pete original bit, and we're going to try it. It's time for Tandler's 20 questions. Tandler's 20 questions. All right.
Do you have your player, Rich?
I have the player.
Please be into this because I really want this to succeed. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be very upset.
All right. So Tandler has picked a player that we have to figure out.
Mitch, are you counting the questions?
Yeah, we'll keep track of the questions.
Sure.
He wants Mitch to get you. You're in charge, dude.
For the record, JP and I played this game with Pete once already, and he is embarrassingly bad at 20 questions.
He's embarrassingly bad at most things.
His questions are just atrocious.
It took two things. One, it was just a random athlete. It wasn't a Redskin, so it took me like 10 questions to get to a Redskin, so I chopped my allotment in half. And also I asked, is this player known for talking? And you guys said no, and that threw me off. When the player was Fred
Smoot.
That's
a subjective question. You have to ask yes or no.
Not with
yes
Fred no Smoot.
All right, whatever.
Anyway.
All right,
so that's the birth of this game and why we're trying on
stop
the
pod. Talking about birth, Pete. All right, I'll start. Tandler, you have the player picked, right?
Yeah, we should go in a circle.
I got your questions. I mean, I got your count.
Okay, we can just count, dude. I don't know. We're very nervous about the count. It's easy. Question number one. How about that? Did this player play during the 2000s, the first decade, 2000 to 2010?
Yes.
Okay, you're up, Mitch.
Does this player play offense?
Yes.
All right.
Is this player an offensive lineman?
No.
Is this player a receiver?
Yes.
So we're
so all right. We got a receiver
in the
2000s, and we've only used four questions.
I think we're pretty good. Yeah.
Does the receiver play slot?
I weirdly think it's Antoine Randle-L.
You can't. Don't do that. Don't waste guesses.
That's not.
Well, it is.
Okay. No.
Okay. Outside receiver.
All right. So it's not Randle-L either.
Yes. That's another question.
No, it's Pete's turn.
I know. I'm kidding.
All right.
Was this player a Pro Bowler?
No.
I'm just going to start guessing. We know it's a receiver. I'll burn my question. You guys can keep sleuthing.
Okay.
Is it Michael Westbrook?
No.
Did he wear a number in the 80s?
No.
Oh, that's key. That's key. All Ooh. Right. All right. Oh, was this player drafted in 2008?
Yes.
Is this player Devin Thomas?
Wait, it's not your turn to ask your question.
Is this player Devin Thomas?
No.
Is this player Malcolm Kelly?
Who is that? Mitch's question?
That's my question.
Okay, no.
Ooh. Things just got.
Whoa.
All right.
Wait a second.
Mind blown.
I had my fist in the air ready to celebrate. Hold on.
All right. What number question are we on? We're on like
9.
I thought it was like 11.
Or the 11th
I think
question.
That was 11.
Yeah,
so 11th
this 12. Is 12.
Oh my God. I was expecting the game to be over. I'm not in position.
Well,
here.
Let's hope it ends soon because this sucks.
Whew.
So a receiver in the 2000s.
Oh.
Stop whispering, you idiots. Ask a question. We are hemorrhaging listeners right now.
Is this? I'm going to chop this up so it rolls nice and smooth. Is this receiver above 6 feet tall?
No.
I have no idea who this is, dude. All right.
And for the record, we're not using any internet. We're doing this with our brain
power.
And
you said he was drafted in 2008, right? That was a question?
That's the Devin Thomas, Malcolm Kelly draft. I don't know who else was taken.
Aldrick Robinson.
That's not 2008.
Yeah, that was later.
He was
dude.
Way later.
Was he?
He was like 20.
Rookie.
He was 2012.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Hey, can I give one little thing that you're really stuck on?
Yeah.
How about asking me if he was drafted?
Oh, by the Redskins.
Dagger.
Oh, shoot.
Oh man.
No.
Oh no.
By the Redskins.
See, that's the tough part of this game. We just wasted like 7 questions.
All
and
right.
Now we're...
Yep. Oh, by asking random names. Oh, jeez, we're so stupid. But wait, Taylor, if he was drafted, let's just
how
do
did he
a,
get on the Redskins?
If he was drafted
that
in 2008, how did he get to the Redskins before 2010? Was this player cut by
wait.
Another team?
Okay. All right.
Oh no.
Oh, maybe you botched this.
No, I did. I thought it was 2000 to 2000 and to present. Sorry, I did not listen properly.
JP's
first question
was 2000 to 2010, we have been wrong this whole time.
Now, are we just cutting this whole thing?
How did you?
I think we have to cut it and restart.
I said I said 2000 to 2010, the first decade of the 2000s.
Did you say was he a Redskin in that time, or did he play in that time?
It was basically, did he play for the Redskins in the first decade?
Is that what was worded? I'm pretty sure he said
he played for the Redskins.
All right, who's the guy? We're bagging this thing.
It's Josh Morgan.
Oh.
Who?
Josh Morgan.
Virginia. Of course. We should have just thought about what Virginia Tech receivers are out there, and then we could have figured out Tandler. Pete, that game was a colossal failure. Leave it in,
fault.
Dude.
I'm gonna, but we're never gonna play it again, and it's because Tandler botched it.
Yep. If you guys really,
so
really,
stressed.
If you guys stuck through this whole thing, we got to give them some like coupon code or something.
Listen to that. I want to hear that played back. I want to hear that. Jake.
I'll drop it in right now, and it's gonna prove that we were right. Hopefully.
Question number one. How about that? Did this player play during the 2000s, the first decade, 2000 to 2010?
Yes.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Who
not
cares? Sure. We're done with this. We're done with this.
That's exactly
we're done
what
with
I
this
didn't
forever.
Want to have happen.
Pete, you're not allowed to talk anymore for the rest of the podcast.
Why is this my fault?
It's
Bye.
He's muted.
It's done. Pete's muted. All right. Although I kind of want him for this next bit. Tandler, with the podcast party coming, I have an idea since we're coming to Ashburn. Are you open-minded to an idea?
Probably not if it's one of yours, but go ahead.
You have a backyard at your house.
Yes.
I want to pitch a tent and sleep in your backyard in a tent. I want to camp out at Tandler's after the podcast party. Me, Pete, and Mitch sleep in the backyard, and we'll make it a TV thing. It'll be tremendous.
And then we'll pod in the tent afterward.
That we'll do the hangover pod from the tent
from
in
the
your
tent.
Backyard.
Okay, no.
Come on,
this is
dude.
All assuming you wouldn't even let us sleep in your house, so we're not
right,
even,
we're not
ask
even
you
asking
that.
To come in the house. We're asking to camp out in your backyard.
Speak for yourselves. Rich, no. Can I sleep on your extra lazy boy? That's not a no.
He didn't
That's
answer.
Not a no.
He didn't answer.
That's not a no.
Chandler?
What?
Did you mute your phone again, or are you just not answering Mitch?
What? No. There will be no sleepovers.
But
I don't sleep over when I go to a podcast party downtown. So
you were invited at my house?
Yeah, dude. Pete,
and
Pete could have shared the basement.
I just put down new sod.
Yeah, perfect. It'll be nice
and
soft for our sleeping bags.
This is
we'll make you some s'mores, man.
All right, so we're camping out at Chandler's.
Cool.
Listeners are invited. And that's a wrap, folks. This has probably been a weird podcast.
It's the worst podcast. It's the worst podcast we've ever done.
It might have been, and hopefully it's not. But I think it was good early. When Pete's game got involved, things fell off.
Yeah, blame me for screwing up 20 questions.
Yeah, we are. As always,
I want to hear that wording.
As always, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer. I owe you like four beers.
If you text any of us Josh Morgan's name, you two beers
tweet,
at the next podcast
tweet.
Party. Tweet us.
Just tweet give him your phone number, dude. People start texting you.
Yeah, yeah. It's
cut it out. Give him Pete's phone number. Can we give out your phone number, Pete?
No.
Why not, dude?
Tweet us Josh Morgan's name. Two beers at the next podcast party.
All right, that's fair. If you made it through this one,
yeah.
You get two beers in the next podcast.
That's the code
party.
Word is Josh Morgan.
You guys are great. Talk to you soon.